Okay, we are on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. So we're talking about stories about individuals who regretted or came to have conversations about trying to get out of their nether and what happened in those situations and Talmidei Chachamim who were willing to be matir. So the Gemara on the third line now from the top of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. Gemara says, Bar Barse de Rav Yanai Saba, the son of the daughter of Rav Yanai Saba, so like the grandson, basically, of Rav Yanai Saba, us like Hamid Rav Yanai Saba, came to Rav Yanai Saba. So Amalei, so Rav Yanai Saba said to him, Ilu hava yadata de pischin pinkascha rimash mishin be'uvdech mina darda. If you would know that when you take a neder, that in Shemayim they take out a ledger and they start paying a little more attention to you, right? Look at the Ran, top left. Shemitoch shehu noder, nire shehu machzik atzmo kechassid. Shaloki kashal benidra, right? When you take a nether, so now you make yourself into like, look how stark I am, right? Umitoch kach, min hashamayim poschim pinkas, zichu yosef. Umimashvashim b'masav. So what happens is, you're such a firm person. So now we take out a red pen. And Shemayim, they start really going through your details of your life, right? So if you knew that was going to happen, he says, would you have taken another? Amalei lo. He says back to him, no. I would not have done that. Vishayek. And that was enough, actually, to allow him to be matir another. So Amar Rabbi Abba, says, my kara, what's the pasuk that tells me that this is true, that if I take a neder, they're going to start looking at my life? So v'achar nedarim levaker, pasuk says in Mishlei. After you take a neder, levaker, they start to do bikur, they start to take a look, right? What's happening in your life? Look at the Ran. Amar Rabbi Abba my kara, klomar dahakhi hu, kid the amr le Rabbi Yanai. Who says Rabbi Yanai is right? This really do. So pasuk says, v'achar nedarim levaker, achar shenadar adam mevakrin masav. Right, after they... After you take a neder, they start to look at your actions. They start to pay more attention to you. Okay. So continues the Gemara. Va'afagav the pasuk Rabbi Yanai le ana lo paskinan le beha. So even if Rabbi Yanai used that, that's not something that that most of us, we're not really going to do that. Even though he did that, we're not going to do that. Okay. So take a look. Look at on the right side of the mefarish, velo paschinan. We don't do that. Even though he did that, we don't do that. Why not? L'shum adam. We don't do it for anybody. Why? Bahai achan edarim levaker. We're using this idea. Why? Mishum dahave ayom gadol shafilu ein aydaito lahafer yomar achshav shatzal lahafer. What's the whole point? We've said this over and over again, right? When we mount a neder, we're looking to say to the person that we'll find out. It's like when you took the neder. Maybe your mindset wasn't really correct. You didn't really want to do this. Really, the things you were thinking at that time, right, were not you weren't at the moment when you took the nether. You weren't in on this really as much as you thought. So once we scare the guy and say, by the way, now you took a nether, everyone's paying attention to you, and you're gonna get in Shemayim. They're looking at you funny. So he's like, oh yeah, I didn't want that then. Yeah. I mean, he's not gonna tell the truth. He's now going to lie about it and say, no, then I didn't mean it either, which is not really true, right? So, Shafila ain't died to lahafir. Yomar, achshav, shiratzon lahafir. Now he's going to say, yeah, I want to get rid of it. Velo bahani tarte achar nice, which you're going to see in a second, not in the following ones. Now he shouldn't have ayam gadol v'omer shadayt lahafir v'ain okein. Because he didn't say he wants to, even though he didn't really, maybe that's not, he's just scared now. And it sounds like the Ran saying, or the Mefarsh saying, even if, not just that in the past, but even right now. Like, he wanted the nether. But now he's going to say, now that you're going to scare him out of it, so he'll change his mind. But it's not really that there was something fundamentally wrong, or that he really doesn't want this whole thing. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So we said that even though we don't, we don't do this. And, continues the Gemara, v'lo paschinan b'hadach harnaisa. And we also don't use a Pesach in the following way. What are we talking about? The Amar Rav Baruchan, Amar Yochanan, my pasach lay Rabbi Gamliel lahusaba. What did Rabbi Gamliel say to a certain elderly man? Yesh bota b'mid karos cheref. Right. V'loshen chachamim marpe. So the pasach says also in Mishlei that when a person is mivate, when a person uses the language, uses their lips, they say something. Right. It's like It's like using a sword, like stabbing with a sword. And the language of the Chachamim can ease it. It can heal it, right? Kol abote roi leduk rabacherev. What does that mean? It means that any person who takes a nether, so you should, is roi appropriate to stab them with a sword. Ela lashon Chachamim marape. Right? But rather, the lashon Chachamim makes it better. Meaning that it scares, again, it's saying this pasuk, it scares people, right? It makes them nervous. So that's something that we don't do that. Look at the round on the left side. Aim post below paskinim behad nachranais the amr rabbi barchana. Aim post the mezos haacheres. We don't use this one either. Sha amr rabbi barchana lefish mitoch sha omer lo shachata kokach. Why don't you tell me he did such a terrible avera? Sha ver le dakr bacher. It's better. It's appropriate to stab him with a sword. Yesh lachos sha omer she mescharid alpha pisha ainim mescharid. Again, we're nervous. He's going to say that he's. You're right. I changed my mind. I didn't mean it. Or whatever. And it's not really true. So we don't use these either. So it's too intense. Okay. Back to the Gemara. V'lo paschinim behadah acharnaisa. The Tanya, Rabbi Nassan Omer. We don't use these ones either. Rabbi Nassan says, Hanoder ki ilu banabama, v'amakaymo ki ilu makar v'alav korban. Right? That a person takes a neder, so it's as if they built for themselves a bama. Right? A bama is a mizbeach. So the Mefarash says, ki ilu banabama is lavodos chachavim. The Ran says a little different. Bama usually means a private mizbeach that people would use. There were times, when they first came to Eretz Yisrael and the Mishkan wasn't being used. There was a Mishkan and not a Beis Hamikdash. There were times that it was mutter to use bamos. So people would use bamos in their house, but then there would be times and they would ask for the bamos. You couldn't use them anymore. So a person used bamos when you're not allowed to. So that's aser. So a person who makes a neder, so it's like they build a bama, v'amakaymo, and the person who fulfills the neder, ki'ilu makir v'lav korban. It's like a person brings a korban on that bama. Again, you're just, the point being that making the neder itself is bad enough, fulfilling the neder is presumably even worse. You're actually bringing the korban on it. Look at the Ran on the left side. He explains the mashal. It says, v'hanoder ki'ilu bana bamos, b'shas isra bamos, you're not supposed to. V'nir be'ina d'lahachi medam le labona bama. Why compared to building a bama? Shemishum the solik adaite the noder the mitzvah ka'avid the rachmana asrei b'milei diyisura v'ihunami asra nafshe. Right, meaning what's the whole point? The whole point of a nether is that what Hashem made certain rules, and you're like, oh, I'm going to add to those rules. Right, Hashem said this is asra, but that's mutter. I'll make this asra also. Right, it's like a person who's doing a personal thing, deciding on their own to make something, make something asra that Hashem didn't make asra. So it's a similar idea. You're taking upon yourself, something personal that you think is good, but Hashem doesn't want, right? So it's a similar idea as the bama. Okay. Okay, so let's keep going to Gemara. Paschinan b'seifa, Abaye Amar Paschinan, Paschinan b'seifa, Abaye Amar sorry. Beresha Paschinan b'seifa, Abaye Amar, sorry, Bereisha Paschinan Besefa Abaya Amar Paschinan Rava Amar Lo Paschinan. Right. So when it comes to the first example, right? So that we'll start with, right? But with the last case, Abaya says, we start with, but Rava says we don't start with, right? Meaning it depends on the different parts of this statement. Like look at the Mefarash Bereisha Paschinan Betzchilas Tavarav Sherebinas and the Amar Ki Ilu Banabama that Paschinan like. Right, the law have own to yaseira. That's called imas to law avida like korban. Right, meaning, banabama. Okay, so banabama not so good, but it's not the end of the world. Right, but so that we actually some say we will use that. Right, v'leik ayom kolkach ava b'seiva kilo makyal leh mischayev misa hanya yom yaseira. But say you brought a korban on it. That's a chivis that I wouldn't do. Right, but b'seiva divrei kol lo paschina. But with the seifa, that everyone agrees. Well, at this point, we have machlokas about. So let's keep going. So the point being, this one, scare tactic about the building of Bama, so that, we will start with, but with the end of it, so that's the machlokas of Bayan Rava. Rav Kahana, Masin Lala Hashemaitse Bahadin Lishna. So Rav Kahana, though, changes it, this last piece, and he says it a little differently. Rav Tafyume Masni Hachi, V'seifa Lo Paschinan, V'reish, so Rav Tumi Yumi says like this, no, but the Seifa, that building above that, you, if you brought the Korban on the Bama, lo pasachina, that we don't start with at all, because we don't open it with all, because that's too scary. But Peresha, Abai Amar pasachina, and Rava Amar lo pasachina. But the machlokas is, even about the Resha, do we even start by saying, kalan noder ki'ilu ban Bama? So Abai says, we can use that as an opening. Rava says, no, we don't even use that as an opening. So the Lamaisa, we paskin that we don't give an opening with either of these pieces. Again, the point being not that it's like not nice or hurt his feelings. That's not the point. The point is that we don't want to scare the guy so far that we're gonna now put him in a place where he's gonna lie. Right? That's the concern. Okay. Okay. And v'lo paskina nami. And we also don't use the following idea. We don't use open. You know, don't give a pass off with the following. What's Shmuel? The Amr Shmuel, Afa Pisha Makaimo Nikra Rasha. Okay, so the last piece there is right. If you are, you know, right. So it's like building a bama. Makaimo is like being a korban on it. And then when you fulfill it, right? You fulfilled your neder. So even though you fulfilled it, it's still called a rasha, right? So we don't use that either. Okay. Because again, still gonna make the person feel nervous, and they might come to lie. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Avoho, Mikra. So Rabbi Avoho says, well, what's the pasuk that tells me this? Even though you brought it, now you're called a rasha. So if you chitechta lindor lo yebecha chait, because the pasuk says if you don't make your nether, so then you're not going to have an avera. V'yalev chad la chad. We use the language of chadal. Okay, we use one, learn one from the other. K'siv acha ki techtol lindor. One place it says, if you don't take a neder, v'k'siv hasam, shem rishayim chadlu. Right, that the name of a rishayim becomes, you know, lost. Right? Right. So if you don't take a neder, that's a, you know, sort of a positive thing. But if you take a neder, you'll become lost. There's another part that says, shem rishayim yirkaf. Right, the language that the name of rishayim gets taken, you know, rotted away, right? Chelo rogaz, right? That his anger, rots away or takes away from his name. So Amar Rav Yosef. So the point being that you see that the language of kitechtal lindor and rishayim are chelo rogaz. So the language of chadal refers to a rasha and chadal by a neder. So you see that someone who takes a neder, even if they're makayim it, so it makes them into a rasha. So it's not a good idea to be. To take a neder. Look at the mefarish on the right side. Kitech tal lindor lo yebecha chait. Mechalal, meaning he says, if you don't take a neder, you won't have a chait. Mechalal, di nadar ve'avadlei ikachait. Right? The implication is, if you did do it, right? If you did take the neder, then you would have a chait. So that's that point. And then look in terms of the chadal chadal. Look in the ran on the left side. Yalev chedla chedla. Right. Again, the same point being, if you don't take the neder, so then there won't be a chait. But if you do, then there will be. And chadal is the language of language used by a rush. Fine. So don't take the neder and don't be mekayim them. It's a bad idea. Okay. I'm Rav Yosef. So back to the Gemara. I'm Rav Yosef. Af ananami tanina. I have another mission to support your idea. Kenidre ksherim lo amar klum. Kenidre Rishayim Nadar. Nadar Benazir or Bekorban Ubeshua. So the rule is, we saw this language before, that if a person takes a net, person says, I'm taking a neder like a Nidre Kesherim, like a neder of a kasher. So if you say that, it doesn't mean anything, right? If you say Kenidre Rishayim, so then your neder, Nazir, etc., Korban Shua, all of that is good, meaning it works, right? What's the point, right? Look at the Ran. Kenidri Yishayim Nader Benazir Bekorban Beshua, says the Ran. Ama Nodar Rasha Mikre. Right? Meaning, if you say, I'll take a Nedar like the Stark guys who take Nedarim, we say, but that doesn't exist. So it's not a Nedar. Right? A Nedar is for who? It's for Yishayim, for people who are not thinking and people doing the wrong thing. Right? That's what it means. So you see that a Nedar is something that a Rasha does. Okay. So I'm Rishmua Bar Nachmani, I'm Yonasan, Kola Kois. So now we're shifting. We just talked about how bad taking a nether is, and making a nether makes a person like a rasha, etc. So now, why does a person take a nether? Usually, because they're not thinking. Right? They get all worked up, and they do something impulsive, and they take a nether. So that happens typically when a person gets angry. So now we're going to talk about getting angry. I'm Yonasan. Call a koes call mina gehenim shaltimbo. When a person this is off quoted Gemara about the meat of kas. Now, Mr. Svarim, we'll quote this Gemara. So a person who gets angry, all types of gehenim, right, of hell, shaltimbo, they control him. Shenamar vehaser kas milivcha vehaver ra mipsarecha. Right, that you should get rid of the kas, the anger, from your heart, and get rid of the bad from your flesh. Meaning, ve'ein ra el gehenim, and ra refers to gehenim. How do I know? Shneamar, kol pol Hashem l'manehu v'gam rasha l'yom ra. Right, because the pasuk says in Mishlei that you know, people who do that which is the Hashem wants, so that's good for them. And a rasha does things on the bad day. The point being that ra refers to refers to what happens to a person who's a Rasha, right? A person who does Pal Hashem, so the good things happen to them. Someone's a Rasha, they have Yom Ra. What's Yom Ra? I mean, they go to Gehenna. V'lo'od, el sha'tachtonios sholtos bo. And not only that, but hemorrhoids control him, okay? Shenemar, v'nasin Hashem lecha, sham leiv roges, v'kilyo neinayim, v'davo nefesh, one of the things that destroy a person's eyes and make his soul have pain. Have Omer Elo Tachtonios. Okay, apparently that's what Tachtonios do. So the point is, that even has like a physical impact on a person's body. We know it's true medically. Right, a person gets angry, their blood pressure rises. It's very unhealthy for a person when they're constantly angry and stressed out, etc. So certainly this is the same idea over here. Ula b'miske la'arad Yisrael. So Ula was going on a trip from Bavel. He was traveling to Eretz Yisrael. Is love ulay train b'nei Chozai b'hadei. So two people from Choza, they came with him on the trip. Okay, and the Mefarsh points out Yehudim hayu. These are Jewish people. Okay, you'll see why it matters in a second. And what happens? Kam chad shachte lachavre. One gets up and he kills the other one. Okay, Am le Ula ya usavde. So the guy who killed the other guy says to Ula, did I do the right thing? I'm like, in. Yeah. You did fine. You did the right thing. Uparle beis hashchita. Okay, and he says to him, not only did you do the right thing, but you should basically like open up the wound to make sure that he bleeds out and he dies. Okay? So that's what Ula told the guy to do. So ki asla kam and Rabbi Yochanan, he showed it to Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael. So he's going to visit Rabbi Yochanan. So he shows up, finally, he arrives by Rabbi Yochanan. So Amalei, Dioma Chasusham Achzike Yadai, Achzike Yadai Over Yavera. He says, wait a second, do you think I did a terrible thing? I gave chizik to a person who was doing the wrong thing. Right? The classic example of Imachzik Dei Over Yavera is you see someone, the Gemara gives an example, not here, but of a person who's, working their land on Shemitah. And you walk by and you say, Shkoyach, great job. You're doing great work. Okay, that's like an example of you're saying to someone, Yashikoach on something that's an aver that they're doing, right? It's a conversation about celebrating averos, something that's an iser. So the guy's the same thing. So Ula's saying the same thing. This guy killed somebody. He said, did I do the right thing? And I said, yeah, Shkoyach did the right thing. That's terrible. I can't believe. Is that wrong that I told him that? So Amalei Nafshecha Hitzalta. He goes, yeah, but your life was in danger. You was Pikuach Nefesh. This guy was a murderer. And the murderer turns to you and says, did I do the right thing? What do you say? You say yes, because you don't want to get killed. So he had already killed the other person. It's not like you could do anything. So at this point, it's fine because you had to save your life. Okay. Like the round says, Nafshecha Yitzalta, the first line, She'am Malekein, Hayavah Horgecha. If it wasn't for that, he would have killed you. So what you did was okay. Fine. So Amalei Nafshecha Katama Rabbi Yochanan Mich. So then Rabbi Yochanan was thinking, the following. Michti ksiv. Let's take a look. It says in the pasuk, "V'nasna Hashem lacha leiv Hashem leiv roges b'bavel." The pasuk says, "I'm going to give you a heart that is angry, right? An angry heart. That's b'bavel ksiv. Right? So that's referring to someone who's in the chutzlar. It's a person's in bavel. So Hashem's going to give that person a leiv to be angry. Look at the Ran says." First right line at the end. V'heich gavar kasel sha'oso ben mechuza kolkach la'rogas chaver. But how could this person, who's from mechuza, how could he have gotten so angry? It's something that happens to people in chutzlarts. So how did that happen? So So ksiv, sorry, he said bevavel ksiv. So amalei ahu shaita lo avrinin yardena. He says no. We hadn't yet. You know, look at the written farash on top of the page. Adan lo avranu es hayarden ki sheira osa maisa v'lo avinim b'tchum eretz Yisrael. Right. So no, we weren't yet in eretz Yisrael yet. So that's why this could still happen because you know people this loss of control of kas which happens in chutz laaretz. So we were actually technically still in chutz laaretz. And that's why this was able to happen. So we'll continue next time. We'll talk more about this idea of the kas and how dangerous it is. Okay.